I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Residents of Colorado Springs and El Paso County may see smoke, fire, and emergency vehicles today as the city's airport and Office of Emergency Management conduct exercises. The Federal Aviation Administration requires the full-scale emergency training every 3 years. More than 700 people from 32 agencies in the Pikes Peak region are participating. A recent report on bicycle accessibility shows some areas where Colorado Springs infrastructure could improve. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The report is part of the city's Bicycle Master Plan. It found that only 0.7% of Colorado Springs residents commute on bikes, compared to 1.3% statewide. Among other things, it also brought up frequent high speed limits as an impediment to safe biking. Kate Brady is the senior bicycle planner in the city's Public Works Department. She says for many residents, biking isn't just a hobby.
A lot of people in our community cannot drive, either because they don't have a car or because they're too young or too old or have some sort of medical condition. And I think that we want a city that works for everybody.
Brady says the planning department is working with Mountain Metropolitan Transit to coordinate bike trails and corridors with bus routes. The Public Works Department hopes to present the plan to City Council by the end of the summer. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
An open house to discuss the city's bike master plan is set for 5 o'clock today at the Penrose Library. This is 91.5 KRCC.